Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Friday, October 15th, your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content. They cannot believe game day. It's finally here. I'm so excited. Flyers versus Canucks tonight. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. We'll have all the Flyers news, information about our episodes, all that good stuff. You can also email the show at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. I am your host, Rachel Donner. You can find me on Twitter at rmiriam. And on today's show, we're going to kick it off with some Flyers bold predictions. Then get into a Canucks preview for tonight's game. And it's Friday, so of course we'll have our gritty thing of the week. Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you are listening right now. Hit that subscribe button. You'll get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network. Okay, so bold predictions for this season for your Philadelphia Flyers. Russ isn't here today, but there was a whole series of bold predictions done by all of the local hosts on the Locked On NHL podcasts here. And so Russ submitted the Locked On Flyers version of this for us. And so we're going to play that for you right now.
Russ Cohen here from the Flyers Locked On podcast. My bold prediction this year is going to be, who will lead the team in scoring? Who is going to have the most goals? I'm going to go Joel Farabee. I always felt like he had an elite shot. He had a great year last year. Just got a new contract. Everything's rolling for this kid. He's got tremendous hockey sense. He's going to play in the top six. Power play. Everything's at his disposal. And I just think that he can do it. I know there's going to be other players there. People are going to think there's maybe some better options there, but I really believe in Joel Farabee, and I got to say, I'm going to call it a bold prediction, but I don't think it's too bold, but I think others will, because of, you know, the firepower that the Flyers have. But I think this kid can do it, and I think now we will start to see him take that next step in his career. So that's it for me.
So, Joel Farabee with the most goals for the Flyers this season. I think it's a really good choice there from Russ. Like he said, he did lead the team last year. He led the team in goals with 20 and goals per 60 overall. And the only thing that's maybe putting a little seed of doubt in me for that is that he does not have Kevin Hayes with him to start the season. Now, he is, in theory, on a line with Cam Atkinson, and Brassard is the center of that line. And so I think that line will depend on him more, to be honest. The other thing, too, is having Cam Atkinson on the line, who is a shoot-first guy. I just want to make sure that Joel Farabee has as many opportunities to shoot the puck as he would like in order to make progress this season and go beyond that 20-goal mark that he had last year. I have no doubt in this world that Joel Farabee has the skills or the motivation or the talent to do this. I'm just wondering if the circumstances of the Flyers this season will allow him to be able to be in the position to do it. So I am absolutely rooting for him. And if he was the scoring champ for the team at the end of the season, I would be so excited. Now, talking about my bold prediction for the season, there's going to be two of them. And let me tell you why. The first reason is that I did actually submit a bold prediction that I kind of chickened out on, and I'm going to admit to what it was here. The thing is that my bold prediction is that the Flyers were going to be fun this season, which is a bold prediction. I really do believe that, because the Flyers have been so frustrating over the last decade with up and down, and we've had little fits and starts of fun moments or fun streaks, but there hasn't been a sustained period of fun, I would say, for quite some time. And I love this team. I love this team so much, and I will always love this team. But it can be a difficult road being a Flyers fan sometimes. And so I was so optimistic coming into this season. And I said to myself, this is going to be a fun year. I'm going to enjoy every game. I'm going to enjoy this team. I'm going to get into the personalities of the team. And let's just go along for the ride. It's going to be fun. Literally the next day after I recorded that was when we found out that Kevin Hayes was injured. And I thought, oh no, I have cursed the team. I have 100% cursed this team. And as we know, we've run into some other injury woes since then. And, you know, a little bit of question marks like we will get into a little bit later in the show. And I'm going to own this prediction, though, and I'm going to try and live up to it because I really think that the only way to experience NHL hockey is to enjoy it. It's such a fun sport. We all know if we go above the minutiae of it and we watch these games, this is an amazing game with talented athletes. They do things that are incredible feats of athleticism. As somebody who plays hockey myself, I know how difficult it is because I can't do a lot of what people do in the NHL. Okay, I can't do anything that they do in the NHL. And yet I still have the most fun in this world when I put on skates and I get out there with friends and I'm playing a hockey game. And that's really what this sport is all about for me. And that's what the Flyers are all about for me. And so let's have fun this season. Let's make the best of every situation. And let's play this little clip back to myself every time I get upset or angry with the team. And remember that these are our Philadelphia Flyers and we love them. And that's why we're here. And I'm going to do my best to have fun this year. Now, to add to that prediction, I wanted to add another one that was more on ice specific. And for me, that prediction is that Morgan Frost is going to end up getting called up. He's going to stick with the team and he's going to have a successful year. I think he'll have more than 10 goals at the NHL level. And the reason why I say that is that it feels like every single obstacle has been thrown in front of him this offseason. And he hasn't even been hurt. That's the thing, is that he's had unfortunate injuries in the past that have kept him out of the lineup, made him miss a season. And he came back. He came back with a vengeance. And he's worked pretty hard in training camp. I think that, you know, he's had some mixed results in terms of the preseason games, but he has made consistent forward progress. And I think he's going to tear it up in the AHL, get called up to the NHL, make an impact, stick with the lineup, and get over 10 goals. So that is my bold prediction for the Flyers for this upcoming season. And if you have a bold prediction for this season, feel free to tweet the show, like I said at the top, at Locked On Flyers, or you can email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. Other than talking about the Flyers, my favorite thing to do is talk about Built Bars. And Built Bars are a staple in my life. I almost always have one with me when I'm on the go. I take them on hikes and every time I'm working out. Built Bars are a soft protein bar, but they taste just like candy bars. And they have so many amazing flavors. I don't know how they do it. There's something for everyone, no matter what your tastes are. Some of my personal favorites are the raspberry, the strawberry, the cherry barcia, salted caramel. But if you can't decide, you can order a mix box and you'll get two of each kind. But the best part is that they're healthy. Built Bars are great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in that delicious treat. They have 17 or 18 grams of protein, but only 130 to 180 calories. They're low sugar, low carb, and great if you're on a keto diet. So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. The Flyers are facing the Vancouver Canucks in tonight's season opener, and here with a preview of what's been going on with the Vancouver Canucks is Locked On Canucks host Lachlan Irvin.
Hey there, Locked On Flyers listeners. This is Lachlan Irvin, co-host of the Locked On Canucks podcast, here to talk to you a little bit about the team you'll be facing today in your next game in the Vancouver Canucks, starting with the fact that the Canucks are coming off their very first game of the regular season, a 3-2 shootout loss at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers. This Canucks team has gone through quite a few changes over the course of the offseason and into this year, starting with the big blockbuster trade that happened prior to the NHL draft, where the Canucks sent their 9th overall pick to the Arizona Coyotes in exchange for Oliver Ekman-Larsson, former captain of the Coyotes, and Connor Garland, one of their best scorers, in exchange for, as well as going the other way to the Coyotes, sending fan favorites, Louis Erickson, Antoine Roussel, and Jay Beagle. And the Canucks have made some changes as well in their depth, starting with Jason Dickinson, acquiring him from the Dallas Stars prior to the Seattle expansion draft. They've also added a right young rookie by the name of Vasily Podkolzin, who they drafted in 2019. He made his NHL debut on Wednesday. But most of this offseason was centered around Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes and how much they would sign for on their next contracts. It eventually got done with Quinn Hughes signing a 6-year deal and Elias Pettersson signing a bridge deal of 3 years at around $7 million per each. The Canucks are definitely in a spot where they feel they have to win right now. They have about 3 years until that Pettersson contract expires, and in that time, they really want to try and make a long, deep playoff run to convince him to stay further. This team is mostly built off of their offense. The Canucks finally have a top nine worth talking about. They've long been a team that does not have a lot of scoring depth. This year, they actually have three lines that are capable of putting the puck in the net in their own right. The biggest question mark for the Canucks right now is on defense. They are, especially on the right side, they are looking very suspect. Outside of Tyler Myers and Tucker Poolman, there's not much there. There's Luke Shen, who's coming off two championships with the Tampa Bay Lightning in the last 2 years. And Kyle Burrows, a guy with not much NHL experience. They will be trying to help along a much better-looking left side that includes Ekman-Larsson, as well as Quinn Hughes and Jack Rathbone in his rookie campaign as well. Of course, as you Philly fans are probably well aware, goaltending is what makes or breaks your season. And the Canucks have a guy in Thatcher Demko who is entering his first full 82-game season as the Canucks starting netminder, and as if one game is a template, he's looked incredible. He played very well in the game against the Oilers, robbing Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl with consistency. They didn't win, but that was not because of him. In fact, the reason they even got a point in this game against Edmonton was strictly because of how well Thatcher Demko played. That's all I got for you. Thank you so much for listening, and back to your regularly scheduled Flyers programming.
Thanks again to Lachlan Irvin of Locked On Canucks for his great information on what the Canucks have been up to this offseason and in the preseason, and can't help but focus on that little section where he talks about Luke Shen coming off of 2 Stanley Cups for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it hurts. I gotta say, it still hurts a little bit. But moving over to the Flyers portion, it's been a little dramatic the last couple of days in Flyers land. We've been keeping an eye on Rasmus Ristolainen and Ryan Ellis as they've been a little banged up, a little bit of worry there in terms of injury status. And what we found out yesterday was that Ristolainen is a no-go for tonight. So Nick Seeler is coming in to replace him. And then for the 12th forward position, it was originally supposed to be Patrick Brown, but he hadn't been seen on the ice. We thought he was going to get, some practice time in, but The Flyers officially recalled Jackson Cates and Nick Seeler and Max Wellman. Zach McEwen had been coming from Canada, so he was stuck in a visa no man's land, so he's officially non-roster for now. And Patrick Brown wasn't on the ice due to being on the COVID-19 protocol list. And I think that's a just certain amount of time has to pass reason, because he was around Vegas Golden Knights that were on the COVID protocol list for that team. So, as a result, Max Wellman is getting his NHL first game debut in tonight's game. Honestly, I could not be more excited for him. I know in the grand scheme of Flyers things, we would much rather obviously have Kevin Hayes here. We'd rather have Wade Allison here. But Max Wellman is such a good story for the Flyers. He has worked his way up as an undrafted guy, played in the ECHL, got an AHL contract, proved himself in Lehigh Valley, and had a really good camp. I think he stood out in the couple of games he played in this preseason, made some really good plays, definitely looked like he belonged there. And I just have really high hopes that he's just going to have fun, because for him to have made it to the NHL level is such an improbable feat. And I'm so happy for him. And honestly, I just hope he has a good time. And if he got a goal, man, I don't know, that would just be an absolutely incredible thing. So hopefully things will work out for him. In Thursday's practice, the top two lines were the same as they've been, as well as the third line with Lindblom on the left, Lawton as the center rotating in the 3C slot, and JVR on the right. Then that fourth line becomes Max Wellman, Nate Thompson, and NAK. Jackson Cates becomes the extra forward. And with Ristolainen out, the second pair defense team becomes Travis Sanheim and Justin Braun. The third pairing then becomes Seeler and Keith Yandle. You know, it's not what we thought it was going to be going into the season, but I think there's a lot of good there. I think having Ryan Ellis given the opportunity to have some power play time will be good with the way he manages puck control, and he has a really good shot. He had a couple of good ones, and, you know, he led the team in shots in the preseason. So hopefully if the Flyers get into a power play position, he'll be able to capitalize on that. And I worry a little bit about that third pairing with Seeler and Braun, but Seeler can keep up, and he is very physical. I just wonder defensively if there's going to be some missed plays there. And I really want Carter Hart to have a strong game and to have a really solid defensive structure in front of him. So that is the most important thing to me, because I think if Carter Hart is in the right frame of mind and has a solid D in front of him, that he'll have a really good game, and that'll put the team in the best position to win the game. And that's where we are now, where we're getting points, and we want those 2 points in tonight's game. And we will definitely be talking about if any of this worked and what didn't work when we come back on Monday. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything pro and college football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, hockey, soccer, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. And don't forget that promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. It's Friday, so of course we're going to be talking gritty today. And there's a few posts over the last couple of days just to get things going for the season. I'm sure there will be a ton of content coming out over the course of the day today, so we will talk about that stuff next week. But we got a little sneak preview of some of what Gritty has been up to. There's been a lot of tours around town, going to different suburbs, and I don't think there's anything cuter than puppies and kittens. And when you get Gritty together with a dog, it is just a delight. And oh man, just the cutest little puppy with a slightly like orangey reddy fur, so looks like Gritty in a Flyers jersey, hanging out with Gritty on some steps while they're doing some promo work. And oh my God, cannot get over it. Such a cute puppy. Anyway, I'm going to get caught up in this, so let's move on to the next one before I get sucked in too much on that one. As part of that activity, Gritty, of course, said, go play in traffic, and so was jumping out into the crosswalk. I was a little worried it was going to break out into like one of those crosswalk musicals that James Corden does, and I don't know about those, but Gritty was just having fun playing in the street, but always being careful and looking both ways. And over on TikTok, Gritty was, you know, reminiscing about his introduction and, you know, how he was rejected at first, but then everybody grew to love Gritty, of course. And, you know, over on TikTok, there's a lot of fun videos to the George Michael song Careless Whisper. And this one has a little bit of a content warning, too, because as always, Gritty likes to get naked. So this was a shot of when Gritty removed the fur coat and revealed the purple belly button and such. And Gritty, this is the thing that I love about Gritty, is that you have a cute video of Gritty playing with a puppy and it's all adorable and PG, and then you get Gritty over on TikTok doing the Careless Whisper meme and getting naked. And there's a thing that Gritty does for everybody, no matter what your sense of humor or your tastes are. So that's such good stuff. And then lastly, this one is not an official thing, but I saw this on Twitter, so thought I would pass it along. There is a Gritty quilt made by the user at Yady Cates that is getting raffled off to raise money for teen programs at the Lawncrest Library in Philadelphia, and is just an amazing quilt. You have to click through and look at it. And they're accepting donations even if you don't want to be part of the raffle. But please make sure that you click through, donate. Libraries are such a great resource in communities, and it'd be awesome if one of our listeners won this quilt. Adding a Flyers fun thing to today's episode, I was really sad to hear that DJ Reed Streets was not going to be returning to the Wells Fargo Center this season. And we all know he did amazing work making the atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Center so much fun. Really great DJ, spun so many great remixes. But I think the one that he was most known for in the arena was doing that remix to the Action News theme. And so I am adding a link to that in the show notes for you. It is the ringtone on my phone. I love it so much. And I am very sad he will not be around this season to entertain everybody at Flyers games. That's it for today's show. Remember, we've got Flyers vs. Canucks tonight at 7 at the Wells Fargo Center. And then tomorrow night, Saturday, the Phantoms open up their season against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins at 6:05. And in that game, there's going to be the debut of the first woman official in the AHL, which is so exciting. 10 of them were hired for this season, and Katie Gay is the first one to call a game, and it happens to be the Phantoms game. So keep an eye out for that. Thanks for listening to today's show. We'll be back again on Monday to recap tonight's game versus the Canucks. And then we will be looking ahead to Monday night's game versus the Seattle Kraken. And of course, we will have a new nemesis of the week. As a reminder, we want to hear from you. Send us in mailbag questions via Twitter at LockedOnFlyers, or you can email the show at LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at RMiriam. Thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend. You made us your first listen today. Now make your second listen, Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Scott Cullen leans on his decades of fantasy hockey insight and experience every day to help you be the expert of your fantasy league. It's free and available on all platforms.